Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but we don't need 7,000 emails every single day. Lately, Raven, I don't know if you've realized it, but like the stores that you subscribe to, the stores that you want to get their coupons and you want to know when they're having sales, they have become so relentless that you almost want to unsubscribe from them so they leave you alone. But then you're like, well, what if I miss something? But it's getting kind of out of hand.
Yeah, and you know, again, it used to be all about that anticipation of getting the flyer going out on certain days you thought you pretty well knew you were getting the best deals. And it feels like all the deals are the same right now. So if you're sending me 7 messages a day, how can every sale that you're sending me a message about or thing you're reminding me about be actually better than the last one?
The problem that I have, too, is that they're stalking me. And I just feel like we already know that everything we say and everything we do is being recorded and whatever, and advertisers are getting that information.
Right.
But when you send me an email, and I'm talking to you, Wayfair, saying, oh, you left this in your cart. Oh, you forgot to check out. I didn't forget. I'm just waiting and thinking about it, you know, and I don't need you to remind me every 20 minutes that it's there or that you have great deals on other end tables. Do you know that the average person gets 121 business-related emails every single day?
It feels accurate lately.
Yeah.
Just over the last couple weeks. I am unsubscribing to numbers of them every day, and I feel like every day I come in, I've got more than I did.
I want to, like, write them a letter. Like, there's the unsubscribe button, but there should be a button next to it that says, warning.
Yeah.
Warning, like, I like you. I would love for us to continue working together and me buying your products, but you got to stop.
Give me some space.
Because you're flooding me, I'm missing all my important emails, and that's going to be a problem.
Stop smothering me. Hold on loosely, Macy's.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. Don't you think that would be genius? Can we invent that and make some money off of it? I don't want to unsubscribe. This is just a heads up that you got to chill out. You got to chill out a little bit.
There sure are a lot of kids on the naughty list this year. Let's check Anna and Raven's Senate tip line.
It's been busy. You can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's 855-785-4101. You just have to let Santa know who's been naughty and who has been nice and deserves some gifts this year.
It's getting down to crunch time now, Anna. The phone line has been very active.
Hi, I'm Penny. I've been kind of naughty and kind of nice, but not all the time. I'm that naughty. I share my food. I try to be nice. And if you remember me when you come this year, I hope you give me presents because I try my best to be good. But sometimes it's kind of hard for me and I kind of get really mad. And I try to take over myself, but bye.
Penny is, it's basically like confession. She was just like, you know, I just feel like I need to get this all off my chest because
right.
It's not going to be good. We both know it. We both know that I've made some mistakes over this course of the year. I understand that. I acknowledge that. If you could remember me, it would be great. If not, I completely understand.
You're not blind, Santa. All right? Yeah. I'm just saying. You're not blind. Remember that time I shared my food?
It was like that one time. I did it once. Does that count for nothing, Santa?
My name is Sophia Morris, and I'm a good girl.
When I saw your grandma, Santa, a big gift.
This is Sophia Morris's grandma, and she's been a very good girl this year, Santa. I couldn't ask for the greatest granddaughter in the world. She's precious. Bye, Santa. I love you.
Bye.
I think that grandma thinks that Sophia's speaking skills are a little bit further than they are. Check this out.
My name is Sophia Morris, and I'm a good girl.
When I saw your grandma, Santa, I'll take it.
I have to say, when it comes to grandmas, they're your ride or die.
Oh, yeah.
Sophia could have been as terrible as you could imagine.
Oh, yeah.
She could have made so many mistakes, and she could have been mean to people, and who knows. But when grandma steps up, she's like, no, Sophia is a saint. That girl, you should bring her absolutely everything.
When she tells her to repeat it, she's just kind of like, Sophia Bacon. Wow.
Hi, Anna. Hi, Raven. It's me. SpongeBob SquarePants. And hi, Santa! Well, I'm just calling Santa because I'm really worried that Mr. Krabs is going to be on the naughty list, and I really don't want to. He's a great boss. Well, if you can find it in your heart to understand how Mr. Krabs is, I'd be a really happy sponge. Also, Patrick really wants some chocolate chip cookies, so if you can get those for him, I'd really appreciate that. Okay, everybody have a great Christmas, and remember, don't be a jerk on Christmas. Gary, get out of my shoes.
I mean, SpongeBob called?
Busy times.
Okay.
Busy times.
All right. I guess Mr. Krabs.
It's open for anybody, Anna.
I understand
don't
that.
Don't limit people.
Okay. SpongeBob. All right. Okay. If you want to call the Santa tip line, too, it's 855-785-4101.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about
you. All I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
1-800-330-9999. What is driving you nuts right now? You just have to fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you.
Anna, if you are at the gas station and you see that there are three or four cars waiting to pull into your spot as soon as you're done pumping gas, and you decide that you're going to leave your vehicle there while you go inside, do some leisurely shopping, maybe get your lotto tickets, whatever it may be, and then certainly ask for a receipt from the clerk, even though it's been 20 minutes since you pumped gas, that's all I need to know about you.
I mean, there are parking spaces at the gas station. That's for where you're supposed to go park. You can't just abandon your car and decide you're going to go buy three packs of Fritos.
Here's the thing. If there's nobody waiting in line, have at it. Mm. All right? This is your Sunday stroll out. You know, maybe you're an older gentleman. I'm not pointing any fingers. But sir, there are people backed up into the street right now. This is not appropriate.
Kevin, that's all I need to know about you.
If I sneeze on an elevator and not one person says, God bless you, that's all I need to know about all of you. There was like 10 people on this elevator and not one of them said a word. How dare they?
It's probably because they were like, gross, ew. We're like on top of each other. Did you cover your mouth?
Right, that close. Were you the last person to enter that elevator too on top of you? You'd be like, no, I can make it. And they're like, they're hoping you're going to say, no, I'll take the next one. And you're like, no, I can fit, thanks. And then you get in and sneeze. Terrible.
Sophie, that's all I need to know about you.
So if you try to beat the red light, but end up in the middle of the road forcing other cars to drive around you, that's all I need to know about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst.
Are you the person that accelerates when you see the yellow, Anna, or do you immediately hit the brakes?
No, I'm really good at gauging. So,
really?
Yeah, so if I know I'm going to make it, then I'm going for it. But mm-hmm. if it's going to be close, no, I'm just going to stop. Like, I'm not, I don't ever want to be the person in the middle of an intersection that people have to go around me and I know what they're thinking and I feel their eyes upon me. Absolutely not.
Hey, Caitlin, that's all I need to know about you.
If your business card says you're a door-to-door salesperson, that's all I need to know about you. I met a guy this past weekend while I was out with friends at a restaurant, and he gave me his card, and that's all it said. His name, his phone number, and door-to-door salesperson.
What?
That almost feels like a gimmick now.
Right?
Like, was he a magician? Was this like some sort of, you know, YouTube show or something?
I would be so intrigued.
I mean, that used to be a career at one point.
Right, but not anymore. Like, you don't put door-to-door salesperson on a business card. No, there was something like he was trying to be funny.
That's what I'm saying.
Or he's
insane.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, I've got a sign out front. I don't, actually. I want a sign out front that says no solicitors. Every time somebody comes and knocks on my door, I'm like, dang it, I didn't order that sign yet.
I'm ordering it right now. Order it right now.
Right now.
Did you call him? Did you find out what he does?
No. Oh. It was weird. And that was the thing. It didn't even put what he sells on the card.
Right, because he doesn't sell anything. It's a lie.
It's anything that he needs to sell. This week it's vacuums. Next week's it's, you know, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
It could be anything. He's a hired mercenary of sales. You need that bottom line to come up. Oh, you want to improve those graphs? This is the guy you call.
Goose Baba.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Small things you can do to make a big difference in your life. And this is the time of year where everyone starts talking about New Year's resolutions. Mm. And I know a lot of people just shake their head because New Year's resolutions, most people fail, right? Well, there's this thing called the 5-25 rule that's been trending all over the place. And it's not anything new. For many, many years, they believe that Warren Buffett came up with the 5-25 rule. And everybody kind of followed it because He's the end all and know all when it comes to career and success, right?
Okay, so what does it mean?
Well, it turns out Warren Buffett said in an interview in 2013 that he didn't come up with it. He doesn't know why people say he came up with it.
I mean, you just look to somebody that you think is smart and be like, of course they invented it.
He said the best advice he could give is go to bed a little smarter each day.
Okay.
But okay. But I was still fascinated by the 5-25 rule because I think that it can really help you narrow down on what you want to succeed in the new year.
Exactly what is this rule?
I'd like you to take the 25 things that you want to achieve in your career and write them down in a list. I want you to circle the top 5 things on that list. The things that you've circled are your priorities. The other items on your list, number 6 through 25, this is your never do under any circumstance list.
What?
Wow.
Why?
Wow.
What? Like those numbers 6 to 25 mean nothing to
you?
They
mean nothing whatsoever.
No. Here's why.
And the reason is because it's so easy for us to rationalize spending time on things that are good uses of time, but not great uses of time. It's items that 6 through 25 on your list that take up time and space and energy because we can justify why we need to do them. They're on the list for a reason. They just don't happen to be the best uses of our time.
I mean, here's the thing. That would make sense if you were actually actively working on any one of the 25 things that are on the list. What if you're working on none of them?
Well,
what if you're just showing up every day?
I mean, that's a problem.
Like, right?
Right. Then you have a different set of problems, and you should not be concerned with the 5-25 rule.
I think that's a lot of people.
But for a person like me that I've got, like, yeah. I've got my hands in a lot of different things.
Sure.
I think that this is really important. And if you're one of those people where, you know, you got your side hustles, you've got all the different things that you do, but you're never really truly succeeding or excelling in one, it's an interesting concept. If you just list 1 through 25 and you look at that list and you say, which one of these things, the 5 of them, are the most important? Now, take all the other stuff, throw it out the window, focus on those top 5.
Well, I mean, I think that to each degree, too, you could be having the most dangerous thing is you could be having an amount of success at one thing, but you're still not giving your all to those things,
right?
Where you could be even greater at it. I think that that's a dangerous thing, too, because when you have a little bit of success and you're just kind of mailing it in on one thing, well, you're never going to look to improve on that. So what are you going to put on your list?
I don't know. So here's the problem I've been having. And you know how I get in my own head about stuff
like this.
Oh,
my gosh.
I was like, I got to do this. I got to do this for the new year.
Right.
I don't know what's not important and what is important. Because to me, all the things are important.
Right. Every single one of them. Right.
What do you think would be the things that you're going to really strive for?
Gosh. Like Well, I mean, again, you know, we have a certain amount. I would just say, listen, the things that I need to improve upon myself to make myself better at work would be like more sleep. I've got to go to bed earlier.
That's an important one.
I should be healthier during the show, Anna.
It means not eating donuts all day, every day?
Gosh, I want one so bad today.
I understand.
I had to talk myself out of a macchiato on the way in today. I want to not hit the wrong button for 6 months.
That's a big goal. You think you can do that?
I mean,
you didn't even do it during this break.
Right. Right. You know, I mean, it's a lot to imagine.
There's two kinds of people in the world I've learned over the last few days.
Good and evil?
No. People that drink everybody else's water bottles with no problem whatsoever.
Okay.
And those that think that's disgusting. So here's what happened. Raven, producer Sean, I posted on my Instagram stories on Sunday nights, like when I get home on Sunday nights after I do my grocery shopping, I pull into my garage and around the car is the accumulation of a lot of water bottles from the weekend running around with the kids and my husband.
Sure.
All right. So I gather all the water bottles to clean out the car because I like to start the week clean, right? And I drink them all. So some of them have like a quarter of water left. Some of them are half left. If it's like my toddler, my 5-year-old, it's got like, you know, 3/4 of it. And I sit there. And to me, it's beneficial for multiple reasons. One, I get the hydration I need because I'm always dehydrated like most people in the world.
Okay.
And two, I clean out my car. I collect them, I chug them, and then I recycle the water bottles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you're not even pointing out the fact that it's, you know, it's good for the environment, right? And you don't want to be wasteful with the water.
Right.
I mean, this is purchased water. It took energy and effort to bottle it and then pull it out and all that. So, okay.
I will openly admit that I don't know who the water bottles belong to.
Oh, my gosh.
So, anybody
could
that
have been
has,
I mean, one of your friends.
Yeah, right.
You know, your kids' friends on top of it.
Sometimes, maybe.
Could have been anybody.
I like to think not that often, but I mean, I would be lying if I said every once in a while that it wouldn't be like, you know, one of Hayden's friends that was in the back seat.
Oh, my gosh.
I just chug them. I chug them. I pour them in my mouth. I chug the water. And I once I posted it on Instagram, I realized that people either wrote me back. They're like, you're disgusting.
Yeah.
Absolutely nasty.
Right.
And other people, you're like, I do the exact same thing. 100%. I drink all the empty water bottles. I walk around my house and all I do is drink empty water bottles. And I wonder, like, well, is it really nasty to drink other people's water bottles, especially if it's your family?
Let me be clear on this, okay? All right, listen, hot day, working in the yard, or we're doing a roofing job, or your friend's car is broke down and you're helping them get it back on the road, whatever it may be. You're on a ladder and your other friend is next to you. Wow, we should be hydrated. You share a water, right? You grab it, you swig it down, all that. You know, you watched your children eat it, your spouse, your partner drink from this bottle. That's fine. All other circumstances, you happen upon a half-drunken bottle of water.
Yeah.
And it is not the desert, and you don't know where it came from, who touched it, what's going on in their mouth. You probably ignore it if you're not dying of dehydration.
I also want to note that we had a full conversation about this off the air. Is it drank, drunk, or drunken? Or drinking.
I think
and
it may be both.
We don't know.
It may be both. We've gone over it. We're moving on.
That's the bigger debate here.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes down to it's weird. So, like, Rachel, like, her and I will share, like, a cup of water.
Mm-hmm.
But the water bottle, that skews me out.
Why?
Really?
I don't know.
It's legit the same thing.
Maybe to me, in my, you know, weird mind, like, you're more likely to get a backwash in a water bottle than you are, like, a cup of water.
He doesn't have a backflow vent on his mouth.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I feel like my backflow vent is very strong. I never backwash.
What I'm saying is, as an adult, I don't know how to drink water from bottles.
Yeah. Okay. I will say this is... The thinner the bottles get, because everything is highly recyclable now, they're making them weaker and weaker.
Yeah. Mm.
So, like, as you drink the water bottle, it almost, like, collapses in your hand.
Yes.
That makes you more prone to backwash,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't think it's nasty. These are my children. This is my husband. These are the people that I'm with.
You just admit it. This may be your teenage daughter's friend.
Yeah, maybe every once in a while.
You don't even know.
I don't know. I'm so curious. When you have all those half-drank water bottles lying around your home or in your car, what do you do with them? I got criticized on Instagram because I said I drink them. I don't care if they belong to my husband, to my kids. I just chug them and I finish them because I don't want to waste the water, and then I recycle the bottles.
I put it to some use. If it was mine, then I'll drink it. If not, maybe I give it to the dog, use it to clean off something on the car. I mean, anything's possible.
How about you? 1-800-330-9999. Lynette.
Well, my son, he emulated after my mother-in-law, and he'll put somebody's initials on them so we know whose it is, so we won't drink the wrong one.
Yeah, you know what? We always have that rule, like, at our parties at our house, and I always lose my cup anyways. And then I never find it again. And you know what? If I look and I see a drink and it looks fresh and I want it bad enough, I'll pick it up anyways.
I feel like it's the worst at parties.
God.
Yeah. It's a great rule.
Yeah.
But, and you know, maybe you can regulate that in the car. But other than that, forget it.
But if it's your child's initials on it, will you still drink it?
Honestly, between you and I and a lot of other people, no.
No. Right.
No.
Melissa, what do you do with your half-drank water bottles?
I do the same thing you do. I pour them all together and drink them for the rest of the week.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, it is kind of a big feeling when you're like, cleared that off my desk, mm-hmm. right? You're just like, four empties, good to go.
I can't believe how many people on Instagram said I was gross. I was like, what do you mean? Like, the kid backwash thing. Yeah, but it's your kid. You made them. Bobby, how about you? What do you do with your half-drank water bottles?
Yeah, well, I live with my mother, and she always complains about half-drank water bottles laying around the house. So in the morning, if she's not up yet, I pour them in her drinking bottle for the day and give it to her so she can't complain.
It's a little underhanded.
Right.
Right. I hope you're not backwashing.
Right.
Like other people are fearing you. That's the one problem I would have with this.
It's not as malicious as it sounds.
Mm.
Listen, if the bottle was mine or my wife's, and it's a hot day especially, I'm going to grab it. I'm going to go for it, right? But if it was the kids, I might feel a little bit different now that I'm thinking about it.
No, I feel like it's like a hydration tool on Sunday nights. I'm just going to drink everything in this car, and then I'm going to start the week off right. Amanda, what do you do with your half-drink water bottles?
Oh, I'm definitely one of those that always takes them and waters my plants.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Definitely always those. Yeah. Or I'm drinking them, either or. I'm feeding my plants, feeding me, hydrating my plants, hydrating me.
when I'm pouring them out, typically, so I don't have any plants that I'm keeping alive, I'll just find a dead spot on the lawn, and I'll be like, it can use it right over here, and I'll pour them over there, if I'm questioning whether or not I should drink it.
A lot of people said that they use their water bottles to feed their plants. Patrick, how about you? What do you do with these half-drank water bottles?
Whenever I get water bottles in my car, they go bad real fast. So I usually just dump them in my windshield wiper fluid, you know, keeps it topped off, keeps my windshield looking nice too.
Not a bad idea. My wife always tells me to be paranoid about when I leave the water bottle in the car if it's a sunny day.
Yeah, the BPA.
Oh, see?
Not good.
Look at this.
Right.
You know, then I get, if I drink them all that I left in the car over the weekend, I'd have to be worried about whether or not I was getting BPA. Am I taking too much BPA in right now? Windshield doesn't care. Give me all the BPA on the windshield.
Then I think about all the other things that I probably put into my body, and I'm like, that's what I'm worried about.
Right.
That's where I'm going to draw the line.
No, that's fair enough.
But I didn't know you could put stuff besides windshield fluid into your wherever that goes.
When you go to a dealership, it's like blue food coloring in with the water.
$975 is on average what Americans will spend on holiday shopping this year. Ready for this? Raven, producer Sean, producer John, 14.2% of Americans say that they'll sell their possessions to fund Christmas spending.
Oh my gosh. like what, your blood? Like an old car?
4.2% will take out a loan to cover their many stocking stuffers. I mean, like a loan or use your credit cards? Because I definitely use my credit cards. I think doesn't everybody do it?
Yeah. It's a little bit of a shell game when you get to this part of the season, right? It's whatever numbers that you're comfortable with.
You know, this is when I hit panic mode because we have, what, like 12 days left at this point?
Something like that.
And
very close.
You look at the list of the people that you still have not bought for, or you start counting how many gifts one child has versus the other, and you're like, I got to figure this out. All of a sudden, I'm like, who can I get candles for? I'm going to go to the candle store, you know?
I have literally done nothing.
Good.
Nothing.
I'm so glad to hear you say that.
Nothing.
I haven't done a single thing.
I'm typically
you guys
ahead of this game. I have done nothing.
I know people enjoy it, and I don't want to be the Grinch, but man, buying gifts and holiday shopping, that stress is a legit stress.
Your focus is in the wrong spot. You just need to realize that there are incredibly great things going on there while you're out there shopping.
Oh, yeah. All right. So let's play a game.
Yeah.
Wrong answers only. 1-800-330-9999. What is the best part of holiday shopping?
I'll start. The fastest, most qualified cashiers that you've ever encountered whatsoever. They're on duty all day long at every store you go to.
Oh, yeah. No, listen. They've got tons of staff right now. The A team is out every single time.
Every time. They know how to do this, refund this, pull this up from your past orders. They know how to do it all.
Not for nothing. But TJ Maxx and Marshalls, if you have 700 registers lined up there, how come nobody works at them?
Seriously.
Yep. Why?
It's always one person.
Yes.
And that person is very upset about it, too. Yeah.
Not in the holiday spirit.
And you know what? I got to tell you, not having any money is so great at this time of year. You know why? You have absolutely no choice but to do nothing on the weekend. It's great. It takes away all the indecision. Friday night comes around, and I'm just like, what am I going to do? Am I going to go hang out with this friend? Am I going to go to this show? Am I going to do... Wait a minute. I can't do any of those things, so I'm going to sit here, problem solved, and I don't have to worry about making decisions anymore. It's great. My decisions are made for me.
Okay. Wrong answers only, Sean.
I got to say, the best part of holiday shopping is when you get that notification that the thing you ordered that was supposed to come in, you know, today got pushed all the way back until just, you know, the hair before Christmas. And I love that gamble on, is it going to get here in time? It's just so thrilling.
Oh, no. How about when you find the perfect gift on Etsy, and then all of a sudden you realize, you look at the shipping, and it's like February 7th. What? What? Who wants that February 7th?
And it's a $70 item. It's going to cost you $86 to ship it by freight.
Wrong answers only. Best part about holiday shopping, fighting other drivers for a parking spot. That's always my favorite part. Like, you know what? There's nothing better than playing chicken with the guy that's head on when there's that one spot and you're both approaching it and you both got your blinkers on. Who's going to back down?
That's why it's good to have an old car. You know what I mean? I don't care. I don't care. I'm in there.
1-800-330-9999. Wrong answers only. Best part of holiday shopping. $975 is the average that Americans pay on their holiday shopping. 14% of people have to pawn something to be able to fund it. That's a lot. That's a lot.
It's pretty wild. I mean, if you have to sell things to buy things, I don't know. Maybe the whole system is broken at that point.
Wrong answers only. 1-800-330-9999. What's the best part of your Christmas shopping? Nancy?
The best part is going to get that one item you desperately need, and it's just not there.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. So good. So good. You checked online.
Right.
It said online that it was going to be in the store.
Oh.
And then when you get there, you're like, oh, no, just kidding.
It's always fun, too. Like, if and they say, no, I think we have one left. And then they come back and the box is like half destroyed. It's got shipping tape on it. Clearly, it's been opened and returned. And you're like, what am I going to do?
Merry Christmas.
Lorenzo, wrong answers only. Best part of Christmas shopping.
Oh, I got to say, hands down, spending hours running through the mall trying to find a present for that one picky uncle.
That you see once a year. No, yep. Thanks.
I have it like down to a science. It's a candle. It's a box of chocolates, gift cards to a chain restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like an assembly line. Just put it together and send it off.
Or it's like their favorite sports team sweatshirt. Uncle Bobby's got like 17 of those over the years. My dad.
He's like, I don't even like the Jets.
Yeah.
You heard me say it one time when you were 8.
Yeah, I'm like, well,
I don't like them.
It's on sale. Beatrice, how about you? Best part of Christmas shopping, wrong answers only.
Spending just as much, if not more, on shipping them after you've wrapped them.
Gosh, if I can't buy something online and send it immediately to the person, directly to the person, I'm out. Like, I don't want to have to package things at my house after I wrap it and send it again.
You know, it's funny because I've had years where I didn't mind any of these things. I was so pumped up and ready to go. And then I've had other years where I'm just like, why do we bother with this? Mm-hmm. This is a terrible, terrible process. Why are we doing this to ourselves again?
Andrew, wrong answers only. Best part of Christmas shopping.
The best part of Christmas shopping is definitely running over those Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer attachments that people put on their cars. And then it getting stuck in your undercarriage. I love it. My favorite part.
You don't see too many of the cars made up anymore with the Rudolphs on the top. I haven't seen that many this year yet.
Give me a good, like, nose on the hood ornament. Or when they put a wreath on there. That's cool.
Dahlia, how about you? Best part of Christmas shopping. Wrong answers only.
When I'm with my daughter and go to see Santa, and Santa asks for you to sit on his lap, too.
Yep. Yep. Like, no, Santa,
yeah,
I'm good.
Yeah, you're like, excuse me, I'm with my child. What?
Right, did anybody do a background check on this guy?
Doubtful.
Right?
Santa's a South Pole. That's a South Pole Santa. Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why. If you see a lot of people walking around today with the number 13 written on the top of their hands, well, it shouldn't come as a surprise. It's all because of this lady.
Welcome to the Eras Tour.
This has been the most extraordinary experience of my entire life.
He looks so pretty like a devil.
We're about to go on a little adventure together, and that adventure is going to span 17 years of music. How does that sound?
It is Taylor Swift's birthday, December 13th. She's turning 34 years old. And a big day for a lot of Swifties, because starting today, fans can buy or rent the movie for 1989 through streaming. And 1989 is the year she was born.
It's pretty wild to me just to, you know, see her progression as an artist there. I mean, it's crazy. It's been all this time already.
Yep. Prime Video, Apple TV Plus, Xfinity, Vudu, Google Play, YouTube TV, and Sky TV Premiere. That's where you'll be able to see it.
Every single person wants to be able to sell it to you if you want to pay for it.
Yeah.
That should be no surprise anywhere, as it is with every single thing that she touches or does or is a part of at this point. It's amazing.
Yeah, rentals are available for 48 hours. My daughter was so funny. My daughter is a massive Swiftie. So I was like, are we going to watch it tonight? Like, I asked her last night.
Yeah.
And she was like, Ma, she's like, no, it's like 3 hours and 45 minutes long. She's like, it's going to kill me, but we're going to have to wait until Friday when I don't have homework.
And it's,
I'm like,
commitment.
All right. Yeah, exactly. Of course, her birthday comes with a whole lot of other things, too. People are asking you to donate $13 in her name to your favorite animal rescue. You know, she's a big cat mama.
That would be fantastic.
She got her kitties, Meredith Grey, Olivia Benson, and Benjamin Button. I don't think it's her people that are asking, so let's make that very clear. I think it's just in general.
Well, it's a nice gesture, of course. Mm-hmm. When you do things like that as a group, you can make huge differences.
Time Magazine's gala was last night. This is celebrating all the people that were named the Person of the Year. And guess who was not there?
Taylor Swift, I'm guessing. She had another party to be to.
Yeah, and I wouldn't call it a party. She just went out to dinner with a few of her friends, including Selena Gomez, to kick off her birthday celebration.
She's been to a lot of award shows. She doesn't need any more of that, right?
I know. It's funny, though, when, like, I was thinking about that. I'm like, I guess if you're Taylor Swift, like, you do what you want, and I don't blame you. But when you're Time Magazine's Person of the Year, and you don't go to that party, like, that's... I don't know. But then again, you're like, what do you like text back? Like, sorry, can't make it. It's my birthday.
Yeah.
I guess.
It's like when they ask somebody to host the Grammys or an award show, too, and they're up for the Lifetime Achievement or something. You're just like, it doesn't make much sense.
Mm. And also something that was trending to go along with her birthday, as if that wasn't enough, is there's this rumor going around, and I'm saying it right off the bat that I do not believe this to be true.
Okay.
Is that Travis Kelce is going to propose today.
I don't think that that's happening.
No. I was like, why is that rumor a real thing? Like, they've been dating for like 6 hot minutes. Like, I don't think that she would jump into that. But then I started thinking, but what if she does? Like, what if she's like, I've had all these failed relationships.
Yeah.
I've had all these artists that were super emotional and it didn't work out. Now I got this football guy and he's hunky. And you know what? Yes. I'm going to dive in head first.
Woke up just like Madonna or Britney Spears or whatever, feeling one of those.
Yep.
I don't think so.
No. All right. Me neither, actually.
Well, happy birthday.
It's the 12 Tasks of Christmas on the Anna and Raven Show.
It's the 12 Tasks of Christmas. So every day it's a different task to get you in the holiday mood. Today it's topic tennis. Here's how it works. Raven, it's you versus producer John. 3 rounds. During each round, I'm going to give a broad topic. Then Raven and John, you guys are going to go back and forth against each other to list items that have to do with that topic. The first one of you to get stumped, stumble, or say something that's blatantly wrong, I'm the judge on that.
Okay.
Has to eat a slice of the fruitcake that I got one day prime on Amazon, and it feels like a brick. It's sitting in front of you right now, and I want you to know that I read the box, and the box says, chill before slicing and serving, and I did none of those things.
Never chilled it.
Yeah,
it's probably just sitting in the back of your car since the moment it arrived.
I feel like that's not going to make a difference. It looks gross.
Yeah, I feel like Amazon did not, you know, refrigerate this before it was sent anyway, so.
Like, what
is... why does it smell that
so
way?
It's so gross.
It couldn't be any more solid. I don't know why freezing it is necessary. Chilling it, it's nasty.
All right. I've never seen anything so disgusting as this fruitcake, but you have to take a giant bite if you mess up. 3 rounds. Are you guys ready to play?
3 separate bites or, you know, you got to lose the game. Yeah, because there's 3 rounds.
Nah, man, 3 separate bites. What, are you scared?
Yeah, 3 separate bites.
Yeah, you heard me.
What,
you heard
scared?
Me, Leah. Look at
are
that.
You scared?
Look at that face.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Look at
that face.
Yeah.
Let's play the game. Look at that face. Let's play the game.
Oh, John, I had your back on that. Like, what, are you scared?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Let's play the game here.
Okay. Round 1.
Yeah.
Topic tennis. Here we go. Things that go on a Christmas tree. John.
Ornaments.
Raven.
Angel.
Star.
Garland.
Lights.
Popcorn.
Caramel.
Caramel does not go on a Christmas tree.
Candies. You don't put candy on a
no.
Christmas tree.
If you have to explain an answer.
Yeah, caramel does not. If you said candy cane, I would have accepted that.
Fair.
John,
fair.
Take a bite of the disgusting fruitcake.
That is not a big bite.
Take
that
it.
Is a small, teeny bit.
Oh, what? All right, bro. Here
there
we
you go.
Go.
No, you
gonna,
go. You called me chicken. There you go. Get it in there.
No.
He still only bit half of it.
Yeah, you know what? It's delicious. It's great, and I like it.
Oh,
I like
my
it.
Gosh.
Filthy liar.
You guys should have brought some water.
Here we
I
go.
Like it for the round, chewing it.
Round number 2, thank you very much.
You have to swallow. How are we going to play round 2?
Yo, if I have to swallow it, we're going to be here for 5 minutes. Let's
okay.
keep going.
All right. Round 2. Santa's reindeer. Raven.
Bells.
No. Reindeer names.
That's
Raven.
Wrong.
That is
That's wrong.
I mean, I didn't know what
That's
she was
a bite.
Asking. That's not wrong.
That's a bite.
No.
We'll
I
start
thought,
over.
I thought you were going to say,
we'll,
what's
we'll
on the reindeer?
Over. Santa's reindeer's names. Ready? Raven.
Donner.
Go.
Dasher.
Blitzen.
Prancer.
Comet.
Cupid.
Rudolph.
Vixen.
Which one have we not said yet?
Yes.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen,
Comet,
Cupid,
Donner,
Dunder,
Blitzen.
And Blixen.
It's Donner, first of all. It's not
Dunder.
That's The Office. But
no. I googled it.
The office right. holiday
doesn't
special.
Matter. I'm still eating this awful
right.
thing.
All right. Okay. Last topic is Raven. You're gonna let Raven get away with this whole game without having one bite of fruitcake,
John? Let's play the
game
here.
Okay. This is gonna be a good one, especially for you two.
Yeah.
Famous Christmas movies, John.
A Christmas Story.
A Christmas Vacation.
Elf.
Polar Express.
Christmas Vacation 2.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Noel.
Yes. I'm going to play that game.
Yes, that's fine.
Oh, come on. Noel.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Scrooged.
Okay, yeah. Muppet Christmas Carol.
Good one.
That was a good one, as a matter of fact.
Are you stalling, Raven? Go!
Yeah, I tell the two of you ganged
eat
up on me. It doesn't feel
fruitcake.
Right.
At least I got
eat
one.
The fruitcake.
Yeah.
Eat the
all right,
fruitcake.
All right, all right, all right.
Shh.
Here we go. Oh,
it's
right.
So good.
Oh, you love it.
Oh,
you love it.
Oh,
Merry
God.
Christmas. Yeah.
One couple.
It makes me furious. I don't get it.
This is what she wants to do.
One problem.
My daughter wants to do a spa weekend for her 16th birthday.
And I'm being deprived of going there because I'm a guy?
You decide the outcome.
All right, Gabby, you got to be happy to hear that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can have a family dinner when we get back in town.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right. Greg and Heather. Heather, what is going on?
We own our own business, and we always thought that our son would take over our plumbing business one day, but truthfully, our son just isn't 100% competent, and I hate saying that, but I don't think he's able to run a company. However, our daughter is. Now, I think we should ask the kids together to run the company, just to make it fair, but my husband, Greg, thinks it's the wrong move. Now, the two kids are simply not meant to work together in a management position. They're complete opposites.
So then why would you want that, Heather? So if you admit that they're not really, that they would butt heads co-managing the company, why would you say that they should do it together?
Because it's just not fair to ask one and not the other.
On the other hand, you're setting me up for a lifetime of misery just because it's fair. Doesn't feel very good either. Greg, what's your side of this?
Well, I mean, it's kind of tough for me because our son's the older one. And, you know, it's always been my dream to give him the company, you know, and I've taken him out on jobs. And, you know, I mean, I understand he might not be the strongest pick of the two kids, but our daughter has said she will leave her marketing job to take over the company. I just have never in my life seen her wanting to do it or doing it. It's always been something that I wanted to leave from a boy. It's plumbing. It just feel like it's something that I can hand off to him and they can both benefit from it. But, you know, I see him running the company.
But okay.
And I have since he was six. Yeah. You know?
Let me make sure I understand this correctly. So you guys have a plumbing company and Greg, you'd always thought you were going to leave it to your son. But now that they're older, you're not 100% sure, and you both are on the same page, it might be too much of a responsibility for your son. But your daughter could handle it, and she's interested.
Oh, absolutely. Our daughter has mentioned several times that she would be interested in the company. My son, I just don't think he can handle it. My husband says they're going to butt heads, which is true. But it's only fair that you ask both children. And Greg, just because it's your dream, it doesn't mean that that's the right move. I have a feeling that the plumbing company will just sink.
Greg, have you been telling your son his entire life that this company was going to be his someday?
We almost at one point named the company Driscoll & Sons before we knew we were going to have a daughter. But no, he's known his whole life he's going to take over this company. And it just...
How old are they, if you don't mind me asking? Like, they're grown adults, right?
Your daughter is 28 and her son is 33.
28 and 33. Yeah, no, they're grown adults. Have you had any conversations with your son about the fact that perhaps he needs to step up his game?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's the truth. We've had a couple of discussions about, hey, man, you're going to take over this company. You really need to start learning the bookend of things. You need to, you know, start understanding what it's like to fill out bills for people and invoices and what it means to be on time with your payments, because if you get behind in your payments, the bank's going to take the company.
He's just not aggressive enough. I don't think he's going to handle it.
All right, well, let's see what the audience has to say. Is it a bad idea to have both your children take over your company if you think that one is not capable enough to do it on their own.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Oh, it's complicated. Greg and Heather have a plumbing company, and they've had it for many years. And their plan always was when they retired that they were going to leave it to their son. Now, here's the problem. Their son, they don't think, is 100% capable to run the company at the level it needs to be run at. But their daughter is. Here's the problem. I don't think they could work together, the brother and the sister. So Heather says it's got to go to her, or they have to do it together. There's no way we can just leave it to him. But Greg disagrees.
Yeah, I mean, Greg says, listen, we've always spoke to our son about doing this. We haven't given him the opportunity to step up and see what he's doing. If we told him there was an actual timeline on this, it might change his thoughts. He just doesn't think that his son is going to be able to work for his sister, especially given the fact that the sister is 10 years younger. But Mom says, listen, she's got the mind for it, right? Even though she's been, you know, working in marketing at this point, she understands the business. She understands business in general, and she can lead this company into the future.
It's tough when you already promised it to him his whole life.
Yeah, well, it's tough when you're worried about hurting somebody's feelings and you're not just making the decisions based on business.
And it's your kids. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Jim?
Yeah, I'm on Heather's side. If they don't feel the son's confident enough to do it, then he shouldn't do it.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it is about generating revenue, right? And if the sister is going to continue to create revenue, you can just, you know, allocate the son a percentage here. He may be happy not being in charge.
The problem is like when it's like a dad wants to give it to his son. And yep. I understand where that comes from. But you have to think logically. If he's not prepared to take over the company, why would you hand it to him?
Yeah, then you can never retire.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Couples Court. Greg and Heather have an adult son and daughter. It was always their dream to leave their plumbing company to their son, who's the older one. But they really think that, well, the daughter is better equipped. Mm. Greg says we can't do that, though. We always promised it to him.
Yeah, this is why you don't, open your mouth, right? I guess, right? He just doesn't have the aptitude, their son. Whereas their daughter, who's in marketing right now, does have a business acumen. Can you really put them together? Mom says that's the way it's going to be, or it's going to be nothing.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Nick, whose side are you on?
I think it should definitely go to both children, but they have to earn it. Like a law firm, you become a junior partner, and then as you get better at what you do, then you relinquish more shares of the corporation.
Yeah, until that sister knows how to snake a drain, she can't be the CEO.
And until he figures out how to count, he can't be the accountant either.
Listen,
right.
Yes.
As far as I know, if you take your shoes off, you can use your toes to count.
Yeah. No, not a bad idea, Nick. Thanks.
Hey, Sarah, what do you think?
I think they should leave it to the daughter and the son. And the reason why is she can be in the business side and he can be the actual person that goes and do the job and manage the people who works for them. Mm. I do agree with the mom. It should be to both of them.
Maybe there's something they could also almost do for them to, like, train as to how to work together in a situation like that.
I mean, they should also be thankful that both children are interested and want to do it. Like, I look at my poor dad. It was his dream to leave his restaurants to the kids. The three of us, three restaurants, we don't want any of them.
Yeah. No, my kid doesn't want anything to do with my company either. It's terrible.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Heather, our audience agreed with you today. If you think that as a team, they're going to butt heads, but it's beneficial for the company. You have to put the company above everything else, and they'll learn to work together. And if they can't, then different decisions have to be made.
I guess so. I guess we'll just have to wait till we cross that bridge, because fair is fair. Yeah. You have to have both kids. You have to offer the company to both kids. One was promised the business since he was a child. He's just not getting it. And the daughter wants it, and she's competent. So we'll just offer it to both, I guess. And then if they fail, then we will make other arrangements, Greg.
It's a hard decision to make, but we agreed to do this court thing. So,
right.
You know.
Well, we wish you the best.
I understand.
Yeah, tough decisions. If you have a problem, too, send an email. Couplescourt at annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $2,400. Powered by Cricket. Switch to Cricket today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. After all, you've been good this year, and they think you really, really deserve it. Smile, you're on Cricket. Hey, Vincent, you ready to play today?
I am.
All right, beautiful. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck, Vincent.
Okay.
Thanks.
So here's how it works. Raven's walking out of here. That big door is going to close, and then he won't be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. Raven will come back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Number one, Timothée Chalamet has been making his way to all the red carpet premieres of Wonka. His girlfriend has been joining him, but she doesn't walk the red carpet. She sneaks in through the back doors not to take any attention away from him. Who's his famous girlfriend?
Kella
Russell.
Number two, the Royals Christmas card is being scrutinized, saying the Prince Louis is missing a finger in it, and people are calling it a Photoshop fail. Which of their two sons is older and first in line to become king?
William.
Number three, December 13th, it's Taylor Swift's birthday. How old does she turn today?
34.
Number four, Katy Perry's mother is running for political office in California. What does her father do?
TV producer.
At number five, Dakota Johnson needs at least 10 hours of sleep to be functional, and she says she can easily push to 14 hours. She calls sleep her number one priority in life. Who are her famous parents?
Don Johnson and Melanie Griffith.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
2 out of 5 for Vincent.
Not great. Not great. Yeah, let's see, $2,400.
Number one, Timothée Chalamet has been making his way to all the red carpet premieres of Wonka. His girlfriend, though, has been joining him, but she doesn't walk the red carpet. She sneaks in through the back door because she doesn't want to take any attention away from him.
Mm.
Who's his famous girlfriend?
Kylie Jenner.
Kylie Jenner, yep. Number two, the Royals Christmas card is being scrutinized, saying that Prince Louis is missing a finger in it. People are calling it a Photoshop fail.
You know what? That kid's a little bit wild. Maybe he lost a finger on the way there.
I don't think so. But I have to say, I stared at that picture for so long, trying to figure out if it's like just the way he's positioned or is it whatever. Which of their two sons is the older one who is in line to become king first?
It's Prince George, right?
Prince George is correct. Number three, December 13th. It's Taylor Swift's birthday. How old is she today?
Oh, she's 34?
34 is right.
Yeah!
Number four, Katy Perry's mother is running for political office in California. What does her father do?
He's a pastor.
That's right. And number five, Dakota Johnson needs at least 10 hours of sleep to be functional. I do too, even though I don't get it. But I do, like, people used to think I was nuts, but if I could sleep between 9 and 10 hours, that's when I was most functional in my life.
Did you realize that Dakota Johnson and I are the same age, right? That's why I need the sleep.
Oh my God.
I could look just like her.
Are you kidding me? Is that a real thing? Or
no,
are you just trying to be funny?
It's not a real thing.
Oh, okay. Who are her famous
Your
parents?
Your genuine shock, though, is really hurtful. So thanks for expressing that. Her parents, Don Johnson, and isn't it Melanie Griffith?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at me go.
I'm sorry, Vincent. 5-2 today. That'll get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
All right.
It was really, really hurtful.
I'm sorry. I was shocked.
This is Vincent, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy the chirp, bro. $2,500 tomorrow, Anna.
I just couldn't believe that Dakota Johnson was 94 years old.
What?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.